And as I was saying before that track, we're very pleased and proud here at Power FM to have moving Melvin Brown here on the early evening aperitif shows. Good evening, Melvin. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
You're looking very well, I must admit. Very smart as well. Smarter than Spencer and I are, anyway. And let me just tell you a little bit about moving Melvin Brown, because he's been a soul smash hit at the Edinburgh, Adelaide, Edmonton and Avignon festivals in unique US entertainment called Moving Mel Brown. That's right, isn't it, Melvin?
Yeah.
And you've also performed all over the world in all the big venues, in Las Vegas, in Japan, Australia, etc. And now you've come to Tenerife.
Yeah, to do my show, A Man of Magical Music.
That's right. And let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that Melvin's got a wonderful smile and he's got that lovely, jovial face, which is very, very infective. And Melvin, what made you go into show business originally?
Oh, show business. I tell this story as a part of my show.
Yes.
When I was 5 years old, my first day in school, kindergarten, the teacher asked if anybody could dance. Well, you know, at that age, I watched my sisters dance. There was 12 of us.
Uh-huh.
So I thought, yeah, I can dance. I never did. But I raised my hand, and Miss Wilson said, come and dance for us, Melvin. And I did. It wasn't so much, but everybody clapped and yelled for me. And, of course, from that point on, I knew what I wanted to do with my life.
You were lost on entertainment from that day on.
Yeah.
And the thing is, Melvin, that you've had quite an enlightening life, and I see from the notes in front of me that you were involved in charity work from the age of about 12, and you were taking food and helping homeless people and what have you. Can you tell us something about that?
Well, actually, I started, you know, helping people a long time, as you said, at an early age, because I don't know where I get the influence from, but but anyway, I moved to Austin, Texas from Cincinnati, and I started a big project there called the Change This World Project.
Yes.
I was taking out food to homeless people and getting them to shelters. I was doing shows for the elderly people and the children.